It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Consumers have long led to believe that meat is meat is meat. Well, is this true? And is the new fad of grass-fed beef really the best? Is it healthier for you? My guest is nutritional consultant Caitlin Weeks. So tell us, Caitlin, about the difference. Let's just start so people understand the difference between grass-fed and normal meat.
Well, grass-fed beef is fed grass, which is how animals, like ruminants, were meant to be fed for thousands of years. So only in the last 50 years or so have cows been started to be fed corn and soy, which ruins the nutritional ratio of omega-6 to omega-3. And omega-6 is an inflammatory fat. And usually when we see these studies being done, it's always done on grain-fed animals. So when we have this big fear of red meat, it's always coming from corn-fed or soy-fed or both cows that have an inflammatory ratio of these bad fats. But if you feed cows 100% grass, they have a nutritional makeup more like sand, and they will help people get rid of aches and pains. They will help people lose weight because they have a great fat called conjugated linoleic acid, which is virtually non-existent in corn-fed beef.
So is it any safer because people think that the grass that's grown and there's pesticides on the grass, or, you know, that maybe the grain-based diet is, it really acidifies the digestive tract of the cows. So that could encourage the E. coli growth. But is the grass any safer? Is there pesticides, insecticides, and things on the grass that they're eating?
Well, usually not. But the best thing to do is to get to know a local farmer in your area and find out exactly what he's doing. But most grass-fed farmers will not be putting anything on the grass because it's not most. If you find one that's really sustainable, it's going to be rotating the cows between pastures in a very sustainable way.
So is this considered an organic? Because I think a lot of people mistakenly think that grass-fed beef is automatically organic.
Well, organic is not really what you want, because that's just going to be fed corn and soy that is organic. And that, like you said, will diminish the omega-3-to-6 ratio, and it will also give the cows all kinds of intestinal upset and kill them faster. So what we really want is we really want it to be 100% grass finished, and we want it to be organic. So a lot of farmers will label their meat that way.
Okay, so it would have to be labeled. Does it have to be labeled grass-fed and organic, or does it have to be labeled grain-fed?
Well, it's not going to be labeled. Grain-fed is mostly just what you're going to find in your supermarket. If it's organic, it's going to be labeled that way, and if it's grass-fed, all cows are actually grass-fed for some portion of their life, but most of them are finished in a feedlot
okay.
for the last 60 or 90 days, which is when the meat marbling becomes the inflammatory ratio of the 6-to-3 becomes like a 20-to-1 ratio, where we want it to be like a 3-to-1 ratio, which is what grass-finished beef is.
Okay, so now everybody, you know, you go to the store, you go to your Whole Foods, and you see grass-fed beef, you see the tall grass, you know, the different brands that are, now there's a couple different brands that you can get. I mean, if you don't live somewhere where there's local farmers that you can go talk to, if you're getting it from Whole Foods and such, it is absolutely more expensive. So explain why it's more expensive, and is it worth the money?
Well, it's more expensive, I think, because of supply and demand, you know, but I think even in the last several years that I've become more aware of these issues, I think it's come down in price because of whenever we go to the store and we're voting with our pocketbooks. So the more we buy it, the more the price is going to come down. You know, and there's going to be more farmers entering the field to sell this. And, you know, the big suppliers are going to take notice, and then the whole paradigm is going to shift.
Okay, so what do you think people should be looking for? I mean, if the paradigm hasn't shifted just yet. So right now, people go to the store, and they're looking at the case, and even at the Whole Foods, they have, you know, the television set up there, and they're explaining about the different processes. Really, what do you want people to know about grass-fed beef and dairy? You know, speak about dairy, too, and why we really should be choosing that, you know, when we're standing there with our checkbooks.
Okay. Well, what you want to look for is 100% grass-finished beef, and you want it to be organic as well. You don't want it to just say grass-fed, because that's not very clear. That just means that at some portion of their life it's grass-fed. Also, pastured is not very clear either. That can also mean that they were just fed grass for some portion of their life. But if you want to look for, you know, truly grass-fed beef with the right ratio of omega-6 to 3, you want it to say grass-finished and organic.
Okay. And
we're talking about...
Yeah, dairy. No, that's okay. Speak about dairy now.
So dairy would be, you know, the problem with dairy is that a lot of it's pasteurized. Most of it's pasteurized. And a lot of people, you know, have lactose intolerance. There's been a lot of my clients have found that when they drink raw milk, they don't have a lactose intolerance because there's special enzymes that are actually ruined by the pasteurization process. And the dairy, when it's pasteurized, also loses vitamins and minerals. So it loses manganese, copper, iron, B6. And vitamin C. And another thing that's in grass-fed dairy that's not in conventional dairy is the right combination of vitamin A and B. And you know we need that for our proper immune system functioning and muscle growth and maintenance. So when they pasteurize meat, when they pasteurize dairy, they actually add synthetic vitamin A and B. But the pasteurization process will affect our ability to absorb vitamin A and D. So,
okay, really so when we're looking for dairy in the dairy section, you know, yogurts and milks, and boy, there's so many yogurts and things out there. What will it say on there?
Well, really, I think people should seek out raw dairy. They're going to have to go. A lot of people can get it from a co-op or a health food store, a smaller health food store. Certain states it's legal, in certain states it's not. So you may have to go directly to the farmer. But most dairy in the store, unless it's from another country, is going to be pasteurized, and that's going to lose the beneficial value. So I would not really purchase much organic. I would just go to the farmer, really. There's a new product that started becoming on the market. It's called grass-fed dairy. That's still pasteurized, but it retains some of the vitamin A and D because it's fed. It's grass-fed cows. So, you know, that may be a good compromise for people who have access to raw dairy.
And that is certainly a good compromise. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Staying Well. I'm Melanie Cole. Remember, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. Stay well.